B2, B3, and B6. Kombu can be cut or broken into small pieces and boiled to make kombu dashi. It's also used to add umami flavor to other dishes. Purchase kombu dried and store in an airtight container at room temperature for up to 1 year. Nori, Japanese seaweed. Nori is the paper-like seaweed used to wrap sushi and hand rolls. Nori is made by a process of growing, harvesting, straining, cutting, pressing, and drying seaweed. It is rich in minerals and is an amazing source of potassium, magnesium, calcium, iron, and vitamins A, B12, C, and E. Nori may help to keep your skin glowing and your bones and teeth strong. Purchase it dried in square flat sheets and store in an airtight container at room temperature for up to 3 months. If your nori ever becomes soggy, you can lightly and carefully toast it quickly over an open flame, low heat, on a gas stovetop. Wakame, a Japanese seaweed typically used in miso soup and reconstituted in water for salads. Wakame is filled with vitamin B12, iron, manganese, and brain-healthy omega-3 fatty acids. And like all seaweeds, it's a great source of iodine. Savor wakame in heartwarming recipes like my miso potato and onion shiitake mushroom soup. Purchase it dried and reconstituted in water for cooking. Store dried wakame in an airtight container at room temperature for up to 1 year. Hijiki. Hijiki is small dark seaweed harvested from coastlines in Asia. Hijiki can be found in many popular seaweed salads and macrobiotic dishes. It is full of nutrients and minerals like iron, potassium, magnesium, calcium, fiber, and vitamin C. Purchase it dried and reconstitute it in water for about 20 minutes, making sure to strain and squeeze out excess liquid prior to using. You can store it reconstituted and drained in an airtight container in the fridge for up to a week. Store dried hijiki in an airtight container at room temperature for up to 1 year. Rice. Gohan. Cooked rice. Gohan is the staple of Japanese cuisine. The Japanese consume so much rice that in Japan, the word gohan can also mean dinner or meal. You will find a side of white rice at most meals to be consumed with tsukemono, Japanese pickles, miso soup, or the main course. White rice contains protein, magnesium, phosphorus, manganese, selenium, iron, and folic acid. It's best to purchase Japanese rice at a Japanese market. Mom and I personally purchase Calrose rice that is grown and harvested in our home state of California. Store in an airtight container for up to 1 year. Genmai, brown rice. Brown rice contains the external germ attached to the rice grain and is packed with nutrients like selenium, manganese, copper, and fiber. Eating more whole grains like brown rice can help you maintain a healthy weight and may help reduce cholesterol. Mochigome, sweet mochi rice. This is a glutinous, short grain rice used to create mochi, omochi, senbei, arare, sekihan, sweet cakes, and tea cakes. Mochigome is a sweet, sticky, and chewy rice grain. Although it is a glutinous rice by description, it contains no gluten. You can find mochigome at the Japanese store, sometimes also labeled sweet mochi rice and sticky rice. Store in a cool, dry, dark place, sealed well, for up to 6 months. Mochiko, sweet rice flour. This is a delicious milled rice flour used to make Japanese mochi and my yum mochi cakes. Sweet rice flour is also known as mochiko and is gluten-free. Mochiko is used throughout this book to make recipes like mochi and dango. Sauces, vinegars, and oils. Shoyu, soy sauce. Shoyu is a Japanese staple seasoning made of fermented soybeans. I've used shoyu in every one of my cookbooks. I can't cook without it. Nothing can compare to the depth, flavor, and umami of shoyu. I recommend that you use a low-sodium soy sauce, as most traditional varieties pack a heavy dose of salt. Goma abura, toasted sesame oil. Rich in fragrance and flavor, dark in color, toasted sesame oil is one of my favorite oils to cook with, next to coconut. The deep flavor and essence of goma abura in Japanese cuisine has no comparison. You'll love this nutty and earthy, toasted treat to top off your salads, in marinades, and in soups. I always stir-fry and saute my Japanese dishes with goma abura. Kome su, rice vinegar. I love the flavor of acidity in my foods. There's a brightness you can taste on your palate with vinegar. Rice vinegar is a staple in Japanese households, and it adds the perfect balance of flavors to each dish in this book. I'm a huge fan of kome su for its light and bright taste. Try it in your salad dressings to finish off your marinades and sauces, or with a touch of citrus and soy sauce to make a homemade ponzu sauce. When purchasing, look for high-quality Japanese brands like Marukan and Mizukan. Sushi su. Sushi seasoning vinegar. Sushi su is simple rice seasoning made up of mostly rice vinegar, a touch of sugar, and a pinch of salt. This vinegar is used to season slightly cooled rice to create a delicious sushi rice. You can find my recipe for sushi su on the PDF enhancement, or you can purchase it pre-made. Personally, I prefer the homemade version, and it's simple to whip up. Mirin, rice wine. Mirin is Japanese rice wine used for cooking, which adds a delicious sweet flavor to many Japanese recipes. Look for brands that are made with quality ingredients, that is, no high fructose corn syrup, and are low in sugar. Mirin is delicious in sauces and dressings and can be used to deglaze your pans when cooking. You can also add it to your soups or use it to finish or brighten a dish. If you're looking to use a mirin that's not too sweet, I urge you to check out honmirin, an authentic Japanese mirin made without any added sugar. All about soy sauce. Shoyu soy sauce. Regular soy sauce, known as koikuchi shoyu in Japanese, is a staple seasoning made of fermented soybeans and wheat. About 50-50, but the ratio may vary. Plus enzymes and salt. Shoyu is a staple ingredient in most Asian recipes and households. It contains vitamin K2, protein, vitamin B3, and manganese. Store refrigerated for up to 1 year. Tamari shoyu. Tamari soy sauce. Tamari shoyu, or joyu, is a delicious wheat-free seasoning and substitute for soy sauce. However, if you have a gluten intolerance, be sure to read labels carefully, as not all tamari is wheat-free. Like soy sauce, tamari is fermented, making it great for your gut health. I recommend looking for organic Sanjay brand tamari at your local health food store, major grocery store, or Japanese market. Store refrigerated for up to 1 year. Genen tamari joyu. Reduced sodium soy sauce. Genen tamari joyu is my most recommended shoyu in this book, especially if you are looking to lower your sodium intake. Tamari joyu is made of soybeans, salt, and water. I recommend looking for organic, reduced sodium Sanjay brand tamari at your local health food store, major grocery store, or Japanese market. Sanjay tamari is made with all soybeans and no wheat for a richer flavor. Store refrigerated for up to 1 year. Noodles. Soba. These Japanese-style buckwheat noodles, commonly used in Japanese broths, are served hot or cold. Soba noodles contain protein, fiber, and fewer calories than traditional pasta noodles made from refined wheat. I love cooking soba noodle soup, adding chilled soba to cold salads, and making soba cha, soba tea, with my great auntie Takuko. You can find soba in most grocery stores. Udon. Commonly used in Japanese broth, udon are thick noodles made of only wheat flour, water, and salt. These thick and comforting noodles have an amazing, satisfying texture. Pre-cooked, frozen or fresh, udon noodles cook up in no time and are simple to keep on hand in your freezer. The Japanese love their udon because it's considered an oishi, irresistible comfort food for them. Check out the PDF enhancement for a yum udon recipe. You can find udon noodles at your local Japanese store. I recommend cooking with the pre-cooked udon noodles found in the freezer or refrigerated sections versus dried udon. Fresh ramen noodles. Ramen are thin, commonly fried wheat-based noodles. However, fresh varieties are available as well. Ramen is a serious Japanese comfort food, beloved by the whole country of Japan and all over the world. When purchasing dried ramen, ditch the salty MSG-filled seasoning packet and instead cook the simple broth recipes in this book. I recommend buying quality fresh ramen, such as those from Sun Noodle Brand, which you can find at your local Japanese store in the fridge or freezer section. See the PDF enhancement for my fave spicy miso ramen recipe. Somen. Somen are thin Japanese noodles, usually served cold and consumed in the hot summer months in Japan. Somen noodles are incredibly quick to cook, usually 2 to 3 minutes, and are a satisfying, delicious complex carb. Look for these noodles at your local Japanese store. Green tea. Matcha, green tea powder. Originally enjoyed by Japanese monks and samurai, matcha is a finely milled green tea powder. Matcha is made of shade-grown steamed tea leaves, which are ground into a top-quality green tea powder. When you drink matcha, you are consuming the whole tea leaf. Thus, matcha is filled with more antioxidants, vitamin C, and L-theanine, which helps to promote relaxation and focus at the same time than any other tea. I make matcha with my chasem, bamboo whisk, and hot water, 175 to 185 degrees Fahrenheit, each morning, to stay focused on my work and slightly relaxed. Matcha should not be made with boiling water, but rather water that has been boiled, then slightly cooled. Matcha is additionally used in baking recipes and in some savory marinades and dressings. You'll find many here in this book. The Japanese love and prize traditional matcha tea ceremonies and their matcha tea cakes. The quality of your matcha matters. Always look for the words ceremonial grade on the packaging and opt for Japanese brands when purchasing. If the matcha powder is made in Japan, it will be ceremonial grade. Genmai cha, blend of rice and tea. This robust and umami-rich green tea is blended with roasted brown rice and is my favorite tea for steeping. Genmai is a special blend of two Japanese classics, roasted rice and sencha green tea. Most commonly, it's a 50-50 blend, giving you that earthy, savory, roasted flavor. Genmai cha is perfect on a rainy day or just for a morning pick-me-up. Look for quality brands like Itoen or Yamamoto Yama when purchasing. Sencha, green tea. A must-have staple in Japanese households, sencha is a steamed Japanese green tea. It is the traditional classic green tea and, like all forms of green tea, contains high concentrations of EGCG. Epigallocatechin gallate, a catechin that may help with optimal brain function and the prevention of cancer. Sencha tea leaves are steamed, dried, and rolled into a fine needle-like shape. Once infused in hot water, they can be steeped up to 3 times. Hojicha, green tea. This roasted green tea is made from leaves that are darker in color from their roasting process. Hojicha contains less caffeine than other varieties of green tea. Gyokuro, jade dew tea. This is the queen of all green tea. It is shade-grown and beloved for its rich, sweet, umami flavor. Gyokuro also contains high levels of the amino acid L-theanine. Purchasing tea. When purchasing green tea, keep the following guidelines in mind. Buy and consume as needed. Don't stockpile your teas. Look for green tea that is vibrant and bright in color, rather than brittle, dry, or dull in appearance. Be sure to store your green tea away from moisture, light, and heat. Store in an airtight container in a cool, dark, dry place. I've always believed that purchasing quality tea and foods is best. Purchase your tea from a reliable and reputable source with tea knowledge and quality control behind their product. Top-offs and flavor enhancers. Goma, sesame seeds, and goma shio. Goma refers to the whole sesame seed, and goma shio is a mixture of toasted and crushed sesame seeds flavored with sea salt, usually handmade in a Japanese suribachi, a Japanese-style mortar and pestle. You'll find that I sprinkle almost everything with goma or goma shio. Consider it my salt and pepper. I can't get enough of the earthy, nutty flavor and the extra boost of nutrients. Sesame seeds contain phytosterols, plant compounds that may help to reduce cholesterol. Goma shio is full of calcium, copper, phosphorus, zinc, and iron, minerals which all boost bone health. To make your own goma shio, refer to the PDF enhancement. Katsuobushi, Japanese dried bonito flakes. Katsuobushi is dried, thinly shaved, sometimes fermented, bonito flakes from skipjack tuna or bonito. It is often used to make dashi, stock, to add bold umami flavor and seasoning to foods like gohan, hot cooked rice, and tofu, and to top off boiled spinach, onigiri. Mom always told me the best onigiri is made with soy sauce and katsuobushi, placed into the middle. Katsuobushi is full of omega-3s, which help promote brain function. Store, tightly sealed in a resealable bag, in the fridge for up to 1 year. Furikake, the best Japanese seasoning ever. I grew up putting this stuff on everything. Furikake is a Japanese mixed spice made up of toasted nori flakes, toasted sesame seeds, sometimes bonito flakes, dried fish, sometimes dried eggs, sugar, and salt. It comes in dozens of varieties and flavors, so be sure to check a few and find one you love. You can up the taste in just about anything with a touch of furikake. Karashi, Japanese mustard. This hot Japanese mustard is my sister's favorite condiment. Japanese mustard has a spiciness much more potent than traditional American mustards, so a little goes a long way. Karashi comes in the form of paste or powder. This mustard is perfect when whipping up natto, oden, and shumai. Karashi is made of mustard seeds that contain phytonutrients that may help fight off cell mutation and tumors. Wasabi. Wasabi is one condiment you've definitely heard of, but it's not the kind you've been consuming at the sushi bar. True wasabi from Japan comes from the wasabi root, freshly grated and paired with sushi. Most wasabi consumed in the U.S. is horseradish with additives and color. True wasabi root is packed with vitamins and minerals, including magnesium, manganese, potassium, vitamin B6, vitamin C, calcium, zinc, thiamine, phosphorus, copper, riboflavin, iron, folate, and niacin. You can find the real deal wasabi at your local Japanese store. If you can't find fresh wasabi, opt for organic wasabi powder by Eden Foods. Store wasabi paste and powder in the fridge for up to 1 year. Powder lasts up to 2 years if refrigerated. Gari shoga, pickled ginger, and shoga, ginger. The purest form of pickled ginger is its natural beigeish color, not pink, so be selective when you purchase and opt for the natural stuff. Fresh ginger's antioxidants are a natural boost for your immune system. It is also an anti-inflammatory food that may alleviate pain and aid with digestion. In addition to eating it with sushi, I love finishing off my grain bowls with a few slices of pickled ginger. Shichimi togarashi. This Japanese seven spice mix is my favorite to add a little heat or a citrus boost to almost any dish. Togarashi is a popular Japanese spice blend made up of grated citrus peel, sanshou, Japanese pepper, dried chili, ginger, nori, black and white sesame seeds, and poppy seeds. The ingredients can vary. These anti-inflammatory ingredients contain capsaicin, which is known to strengthen your immune system and may clear congestion. Togarashi spice blend contains vitamins A, C, D, and E. Hoshi shiitake, dried shiitake mushrooms. A staple found in all Japanese households, dried shiitake mushrooms contain powerful, concentrated umami flavor. I love reconstituting them in water, using them in my soups and stir fries, and saving the water they are soaked in to make delicious shiitake dashi. Shiitake's B vitamins energize your body. They're also known for their beauty benefits, as shiitakes are high in selenium and zinc, which may help to clear your complexion. Sauté them with some toasted sesame oil, or add to a soup, but don't overcook with moisture or they will become soggy. Purchase dried shiitakes at your local health food store or Japanese store and store tightly in a cool, dark place for up to 1 year. Kiriboshi, dried daikon root. Daikon is a large white radish that is popular in Japan. Daikon means great root in Japanese, which is appropriate since daikon looks more like a root than a radish. Fresh daikon is often pickled, but dried daikon is a kitchen staple in Japan that is often used in salads, soups, and stir fries. It's a versatile ingredient that imparts earthiness and a slight sweetness to foods. Many Japanese home cooks use dried daikon year-round. Refrigerated basics. Tofu. Tofu is a delicious 100% vegan plant protein that my Japanese ancestors have been consuming for thousands of years. Made of soybean curds pressed into firm blocks, tofu is best purchased organic. It's also important to look for non-GMO labeling since so many of the soy crops are grown using GMO farming practices. Tofu is available in different varieties of firmness, including silken, medium, medium firm, firm, extra firm, baked, and savory. Tofu is an inexpensive source of protein that is high in calcium, manganese, phosphorus, and selenium. It is additionally a great source of magnesium, copper, zinc, and energy-boosting vitamin B1. Top off your salads, stir-fries, and bowls with extra firm tofu. Or use silken tofu as a protein addition in any smoothie, dessert, or dressing. Miso paste. Organic white, red, and awase. Miso is a delicious umami paste made from fermented soybeans, koji, aspergillus oryzae, water, and salt. Miso paste comes in three basic varieties. White, shio, red, aka, and awase. A mix of white and red. Purchase and cook with miso to your taste preference. The darker the miso, the more intense the flavor. Think of miso like craft beer. The lighter the color, the milder the taste. The darker the color, the deeper the flavor. Texturally, miso paste can either be smooth or slightly chunky. Next to soy sauce, miso, in my opinion, is the most versatile ingredient in Japanese cuisine. I use it daily to make soups, marinades, dressings, dips, reductions, and glazes. Miso is typically cooked in savory Japanese dishes, but can be used in some sweet treats. You can also add a touch of miso to your avocados as a snack, pasta, mac and cheese, soba noodles, or grain bowls. I've gotten so many of my girlfriends hooked on miso, they now take photos and send me their most amazing creations. Miso love. Because miso is fermented, It offers probiotic benefits, which may help to boost immunity and brain health, as well as digestive health. Miso is also full of B vitamins, vitamin K, protein, fiber, antioxidants, copper, zinc, and omega-3 fats. Other grains like barley, mugi miso, and rice, kome miso, are sometimes fermented to make miso in Japan. In the U.S., I've seen everything from quinoa to pumpkin to make small-batch miso. The process of fermenting miso can take up to 1 year, sometimes longer, sometimes shorter. When purchasing, opt for organic and non-GMO varieties. Saikyo miso, a sweet miso paste originally made in Kyoto, Saikyo miso is from a combination of fermented rice and soybeans, with a higher ratio of rice to soybeans. This variety of miso is often used in soups, glazes, and marinades for lighter fare such as veggies and fish dishes. Umeboshi, pickled plums. Umeboshi, also known as ume, is a small, sour, and salty Japanese plum, similar to a tiny apricot. These tart, delicious pickled plums contain iron, calcium, and phosphorus, and are high in pectin, which may aid in digestion. The Japanese use natural red-purple shiso, perilla, leaves for the natural pale red coloring of umeboshi. In fact, a traditional Japanese bento rice box can be topped off with one single umeboshi plum in the middle, making it a symbolic Japanese flag. Umeboshi plums can be found in the refrigerated aisle of your Japanese market. Look for natural varieties that don't contain dyes. Adzuki, adzuki beans. These small, powerful red beans are packed with antioxidants, protein, iron, zinc, magnesium, potassium, and, of course, fiber. Adzuki beans, also known as aduki beans, may help with heart health and maintaining a healthy weight. The Japanese consume adzuki beans both savory and sweet, hot and cold. They are used in the popular macrobiotic eating style and are considered to be a prized superfood. My favorite ways to enjoy adzuki beans? Sweet adzuki mochi, dango with adzuki, and adzuki over shaved ice. Savory-wise, I love adzuki beans in my bowls, sekihan, and macrobiotic salads. You can purchase adzuki beans canned, drain and rinse well, or dried. Soak and simmer in water, drain. Once you've opened the can or rehydrated dried beans, store tightly sealed in the fridge for up to 1 week. Fermented foods every day, the Japanese way. Here's a simple philosophy to follow. Eat something fermented every day. After studying in Japan the past few years, I noticed my skin improved, my nails became stronger, my hair grew faster, and my digestion was much more regular. I believe that these changes were due in part to the large amount of fermented foods I ate each day. Fermented foods contain bacteria that help to promote gut health, and your gut health is linked to everything from your immunity to your mood. Some research even suggests it can help protect against depression. When you give the healthy bacteria in your gut a little probiotic boost, they can help the body digest and absorb the essential vitamins and nutrients you need for optimal health. My favorite fermented foods include miso paste, reduced sodium soy sauce and tamari, umeboshi plums, kombucha tea, natto, tempeh, fermented soybeans, similar to tofu, tsukemono, Japanese pickles, and rice vinegar. If you aren't able to eat fermented foods daily, I recommend taking a vegan probiotic supplement to get a similar benefit. Fresh produce. Ginger. Shoga. Potent and full of anti-inflammatory compounds, this rhizome from the ginger plant is commonly found in Japanese cuisine and is usually grated, ground, or finely sliced and added to marinades, stir-fries, dressings, and sauces. Turmeric, ukon, Magical turmeric, also a rhizome, has a pungent taste and a bright yellow color. Turmeric has been used in Okinawan households for centuries. Okinawans love their fermented turmeric tea. And it's speculated that this practice has contributed to the legendary Okinawan longevity. Turmeric has many anti-inflammatory properties and has been shown to help to prevent cancer, fight arthritis pain, and support cognitive health. Turmeric is typically used in Japanese curry dishes. Japanese curry is slightly different from the Indian and Thai curries you may be accustomed to, as it's not made with coconut milk. Lucky you, I've added turmeric to several recipes in this book, including a turmeric fried rice I think you will love. Shiitake mushroom. Shiitake. Commonly used in Japanese cuisine, fresh and dried shiitake mushrooms are a staple in Japanese households. These beauties are some of the most overlooked of all superfoods, and I encourage each of you to start cooking with shiitakes. You'll find fresh shiitake mushrooms throughout this book. You can always cook with shiitake mushrooms in place of any meat. Look for firm, fresh, and bounce back to the touch mushrooms, and store them in your refrigerator. When fresh isn't an option, dried shiitakes work as well. Daikon. Large Japanese radish. Daikon can be eaten ground, pickled, shaved, boiled, or roasted in soups, stir-fries, and salads. Daikon is packed with fiber, potassium, and vitamin C, and is very low in calories. A total superfood, daikon is also known to be a natural diuretic. Look for these gorgeous large radishes at your local market. Make sure the flesh is white, with no bruising. A touch of green is okay. And ones with green leaves attached are even better. You can cook the leaves too. Store in the refrigerator for up to a week. Kabocha squash. Quite possibly one of my favorite foods, kabocha squash, when cooked, is buttery, nutty, and sweet. Most Japanese consume kabocha with its simple-to-eat green skin left on. I love kabocha cooked up in soup, roasted and tossed into my salads, and the traditional Japanese way, in kabocha no nitsuke shoyu aji, a recipe my mom showed me how to make in Kyushu. Kabocha is packed with beta carotene, iron, potassium, fiber, vitamin C, and even protein. Make sure to look for a firm and gorgeous kabocha squash. It looks like a flat, round, green pumpkin, usually available in the fall and winter months. Negi, green onions, scallions. The Japanese love their green onions, which are used to top off a variety of dishes, like miso soup, stir fries, soba, udon, ramen, and gyoza. You'll find them all over this book, so do keep in mind their magical benefits. Green onions are packed with immunity-boosting benefits and vitamin C and K. Napa cabbage. Hakusai. I use this delicious crisp cabbage in many of my recipes, such as donabe, sukiyaki, salads, and soups, and it is often made into delicious kimchi. Napa cabbage has a distinct white rib and a beautiful light green leaf on top. It is rich in folic acid, and vitamins K and C. It's also a natural diuretic and an immunity booster, making it a great choice to consume in the colder months. Buna shimeji. Shimeji mushrooms. These mushrooms, which come in a cute, tiny little bunch, are also known as beach mushrooms. They are in season year-round and may only be found at Japanese supermarkets. Buna shimeji mushrooms contain B and D vitamins, and are a seriously delish way to get more zinc and copper. I personally love cooking these juicy, flavorful mushrooms in my soups, with soba noodles, and in sautés for an extra hit of umami. When purchasing mushrooms, look for firm and fresh mushrooms, pressing lightly on them. Hokuto is a reputable and reliable brand for mushrooms in the U.S. Spinach. Horenzo. The Japanese love their spinach, and adding a handful of fresh spinach to soups and other hot dishes is one of the quickest and easiest ways to add more nutrients to your bowl. Spinach is a major source of magnesium, potassium, folate, iron, calcium, and vitamins A, C, and K. I add spinach to all my smoothies for a daily hit of green nutrients. Look for fresh, perky, unwilted green leaves. You can save some cash by purchasing whole leaf spinach in a bunch versus baby spinach. Just be sure to wash it thoroughly before using. Unwashed, it will keep in the fridge for about a week. Burdock root. Gobo. Burdock root, also known as gobo root, may help to reduce the risk of heart disease and aids in maintaining healthy blood pressure. Gobo is high in potassium and can help to keep your skin hydrated and glowing. It's high in fiber and inulin, which can keep your tummy happy. Gobo root may help the body to flush toxins, and gobo, high in vitamin C and E, can boost your immunity. The Japanese love eating gobo stir-fried and pickled, and I use it in my kakiage, mixed tempura. I grew up eating delicious gobo root, and will never forget my mom making her delicious kimpira gobo. You can find the long, thin, dark-colored burdock root at health food stores or Japanese food stores. Be open to new, nourishing inspiration. Shōjin ryōri, food of the monks, devotional cuisine. Shōjin ryōri is the devotional cuisine of monks in Japan. The purpose of shōjin ryōri is to celebrate seasonal vegetables, to nourish, to utilize all the parts of the plants, to energize and enlighten, and to cook and eat with harmony and peace. No potent flavors, such as onions or garlic, are included in these meals, and no animal products are used. These days, it's easy to forget that veganism or vegetarianism aren't food trends that started in the 60s. They have been a philosophy and way of life for many people in many cultures since the 13th century. While staying at a local temple with monks at the mountains in Koyasan, my sister and I ate and studied shōjin ryōri, which completely changed the way I cook and eat today. I learned to use more plant-based foods, to work with veggies, fruits, whole grains, fermented foods, and plant-based proteins. These are the kinds of foods that, I've come to learn, work in harmony with my body and mind, and that make me feel good. The recipes in this book are mostly seasonal and plant-based, designed to make you feel lighter, more vibrant, happier, and healthier. I'm so excited to share shōjin ryōri with you. It's not a diet. It is a heritage, culture, tradition, mixed with some modernization, and a way of life. Basics used in shōjin ryōri. The basis for shōjin ryōri meals is gohan, rice. The Japanese and Japanese monks enjoy a small amount of rice with just about every meal. We usually cook short grain white rice, as rice helps to satiate your appetite and balance your meals. White rice is a good source of iron, protein, and vitamin B1. There is much history found in these polished grains. Long ago, making white rice took excess time and labor. Not as simple as we have it now. In the old days, white rice was consumed only by those who were wealthy and of high class. My mom explained to me, "We offer white rice to gods and Buddha. But now the present-day economy is so much better, and technology is so advanced, that everybody can enjoy white rice." White rice reminds us that there is history in each of the foods we eat, and that it is important to have gratitude for what we have. Additional components of these traditional meals include tofu, seasonal and local vegetables, dried vegetables, miso, seaweed, mushrooms, beans, tea, umeboshi. As I became more and more interested in cooking washoku, the traditional meals of Japan, I knew it was my time to educate myself on the traditions of my heritage. My best teachers were my okaasan, mom, ba-chan, grandma, my great auntie Takuko, my friends Yukari Sakamoto and Rona Tison, and my sensei, Elizabeth Ando. I've learned so much from them that I want to share with you. Here is a brief overview of some of the key concepts of traditional Japanese cuisine. Washoku. The term washoku refers to the deep-rooted traditional and regional cuisine of Japan. Wa translates to Japan, harmony, peace. And shoku translates to eat or food. Instead of just practicing a plant-based diet, my goal for you is to feel more connected to and in harmony with your nutrition. You will experience the subtle and simple flavors the Japanese use in their traditional recipes. You'll learn the artful balance of sweet, savory, sour, small amounts of fat, and deep umami flavor. We will also be cooking with plenty of fresh produce, just as mom taught me back in California. Nourish your beautiful mind and spirit with the harmonious art of washoku. Note that while some of these recipes are traditional, many are also adapted to an American-style palate or what is accessible to us in the States. Hara hachibu. The Japanese idea of hara hachibu means to eat only until you are 80% full. It's not about deprivation, but rather satisfaction and moderation. Never eating until you feel full means you'll never feel uncomfortably too full. Try it by practicing eating just until you feel satiated. You'll feel lighter, you'll have more energy, and your digestion will improve. Umami. Umami is the fifth taste, after sweet, salty, acidic, bitter. A savory flavor, which can best be described as earthy. The Japanese incorporate an umami element into every dish. Some Japanese chefs believe that umami is so powerful, it is the healthy foundation of Japanese cuisine. Common sources of umami include mushrooms, soy sauce, and miso. Itadakimasu. The term itadakimasu means, I'm receiving this meal. Thank you. It is said prior to eating each meal in Japan. This ritual is meant to pay respect and offer appreciation for the food you are going to eat. You are thanking everyone who partook in creating the meal and honoring your own ability to receive that meal. Before each meal, practice saying enthusiastically to yourself and others you are dining with, Itadakimasu! Kaiseki ryori. Two Chinese characters are used for kaiseki ryori. The first two are used for first-class cuisine, traditional Japanese banquets. The second two are used for a simple meal served before a tea ceremony. It can also mean a first-class refined cuisine served before a tea ceremony. Traditionally, kaiseki ryori was a simple meal served before a tea ceremony. Hundreds of years later, it has evolved into a formal, beautifully plated meal, eaten with others, and adjusted to your liking. You may see the term kaiseki ryori on a menu at a Japanese restaurant. It refers to a meal of the chef's choice of seasonal, small plates. It's easy to make your own kaiseki or bento-style meals at home. Just choose 2 to 5 recipes, use your best plates, and enjoy with good friends. Moritsuke. The Japanese love to eat with their eyes. Traditionally, the Japanese prefer beautiful, detailed small plates to share a wide variety of colorful and nutritious eats with the family. The term moritsuke refers to Japanese beauty plating. The Japanese also love their small plates to keep a variety of food separate. It's a super westernized custom to serve all the components of one meal on a large plate. The Japanese believe that if you make food look enticing, beautiful, and delicious, you and your family will be more inclined to eat healthy, fresh, and nutritious foods. We like to make bento boxes fun and creative, especially for kids, so they can explore and try new foods and enjoy mealtimes. You'll often see rice molded into animals or faces, little pickles, and fruit cut into playful shapes. You'll see my favorites in my kawaii bento box on the PDF enhancement. Gochisousama deshita. The Japanese term, gochisousama deshita, refers to the ritual of closing and expressing gratitude for a delicious meal. Generally speaking, the term is directed toward the person, or people, who cooked and made the meal. The term also pays tribute and respect to the farmers, the grocers, and the laborers who all took part in helping to get the meal to the table. It is a beautiful and honorable way to tell everyone, thank you for this meal. I am grateful for all. I am satisfied and finished. It was delicious. It is one of my all-time favorite Japanese rituals. To view all of the recipes included in the print edition of Kintsugi Wellness, please download and refer to the PDF enhancement for free from your audiobook provider. Part 3. Lifestyle. Kurashikata. 5. Kiyotsukete. Take care. Whenever I left the house as a kid, my mom would always say, Kiyotsukete ne? Which let me know she cared about me in her strong and powerful way. A very common saying in Japan, Kiyotsukete, has many meanings. Take care. Be kind to yourself. Pay attention. In Japanese culture, whenever we speak about caring for others, we always use this phrase. It's very common for mothers to say it to their children, as my mom did. But we also say it to each other when we are parting ways, especially when sending family, friends, or colleagues off on a new endeavor. You are both wishing them well and encouraging them to be mindful of their surroundings. When my mom used this phrase, she was really saying, pay attention, stand tall, head up, focus, drive, be strong. She could be hard on my sister and me, but these words of tough love and encouragement were actually her way of communicating to us that we were capable and therefore needed to show up. Kiyotsukete is not an empty phrase used lightly. It is only said with sincerity. One of the things that struck me most about my time in Japan is the sincerity of daily communications. Whether you are engaging with a loved one or a stranger, the Japanese people make you feel like you're the most important person in the world. It felt quite different than the interactions I'm used to in my New York life. How you interact with the world has a lot to do with how you make people feel. Sincerity makes people feel good, and it isn't something you can fake. Learning to be sincere is a lifelong practice, and one worth working on. The only way I've found to cultivate sincerity is to spend more quiet time alone, looking inward. Becoming aware of how others feel starts with becoming more aware of how you feel. My mom taught me the importance of taking great care of myself and others. That is the heart of Kiyotsukete. Take good care of you. Remember the airplane rule. Secure your own life vest before assisting others. It may sound selfish, but hear me out. Before we can nourish others, we must first take care of ourselves. For so long, I prioritized the needs of other people, friends, boyfriends, colleagues, without investing in the same care for myself. Some days, does it feel like everyone needs something from you? It can be exhausting, being connected to people 24/7. There are days when I wish email did not exist. It makes me feel good to take care of the people I love. But when you're not putting that same energy back into yourself, it can be draining. Kyotsukete reminds me to also take good care of myself, to pay attention, stand tall, be independent. All the things Mom always told me. For so many years working as a writer, I was focused on achievement and perfection. It took me a very long time to realize that I was nurturing the wrong goals. I needed to take care of my spirit, my physical body. When I finally began to shift my sails, things did indeed change for the better. My recipes became my very best. My heart felt full of gratitude. My writing became more personal. I was able to connect on a deeper level. But in order to get there, I had to practice more self-awareness, had to pay a great deal of attention, had to apply the essence of Kyotsukete to my life. One way to understand the philosophy of Kyotsukete is to practice gratitude. Even on my toughest days, I'll remind myself to find 3 to 5 things to be grateful for. And often, this list will snowball into 10 to 20. Sometimes I start with the simple fact that I have a strong body, a beating heart, and an active mind. I can create anything. I'm grateful for the people in my life, for the opportunities that have come my way. Whenever I focus on gratitude, my problems always feel more manageable. I encourage you to try this practice, as it will help you appreciate your good fortune and alleviate your worries. Don't be afraid to edit. I've spent a tremendous amount of my time caring for many different friends. I used to think it was customary to offer up equal amounts of friendship. But over the years, I began to realize that not everyone cared for me in the same way. Not everyone reciprocated the same investment of energy and compassion. By taking the time to care for myself, I became better to judge which relationships felt essential to my well-being and which ones I could safely let go. When I understood my own needs with sincerity, I became more aware of how each interaction made me feel. Self-awareness led to self-respect, and I set clear boundaries around my space and my heart. If you give less energy to things that aren't worth it, you'll be able to open your heart to new things, new people, new friends, and new relationships. It's simple math. You are able to add more to your life when you've subtracted something. It may seem like we need to stay in touch with everyone forever, but relationships evolve. As the rest of our lives change, so do the people in them. The measure of any friendship is simple. How does it make you feel? If the answer is not great, clean house. Don't be afraid to unfollow, let go, and take better care of you. When you edit who takes up space in your life, you'll begin to attract the right kind of people into your circle. Those who are sincerely invested in your health and happiness. Trust yourself. Another part of Kyotsukete is the idea of being independent and trusting your own decisions. When I was first starting out in my career, so many people told me what to write, how to act, what to wear, what to cook, who to hang with, what to say. Naturally, I was tempted to go down a path laid out for me by someone else. Yet, deep inside, I knew I had to forge my own way. A wise therapist once told me, "Don't let your true persona move far from who you are as a person." Meaning, make sure your actions and what you do on the outside is in alignment with what you really believe. Your gut, your intuition, will always guide you in the right direction. Trust yourself. I'm proud to have been raised with tough love by immigrant parents. They gave my sister Jenny and me the gifts of freedom, independence, and wisdom. They made me who I am. During the coldest months in New York City, I'll often put my hand on my heart when I need Mom and Dad with me. I connect to the rhythm of my heart's beat, mom, and dad, and say the words to myself. 気をつけて. Let these words comfort you, give you strength, and ground you, wherever you may be. Focus on the good stuff. Self-care has been a lifelong process for me, and it has not been easy. Like many women, I have struggled on and off with depression since adolescence. At some point, we all struggle with life's ups and downs. It can be hard to understand what is going on in your mind and body when you feel the lows particularly hard. But depression is also a part of who we are. It's only human. When I am able to pause and reflect on the gifts in my life, it stops me from getting caught in a cycle of negative thoughts. This is the spiritual side of practicing 気をつけて. Be mindful of how you talk to yourself, of the thoughts that are running through your mind. As much as possible, try to talk to yourself as you would a best friend, with positivity, love, and understanding. Honor yourself. Counting your blessings, appreciating the ways in which we are self-sufficient instead of ruminating or pouting or feeling sorry for yourself, helps create the space to do good for others. I've found being of service to others helps me to feel more positive. Whether it's volunteering, doing a favor for a friend, or baking a cake or cookies to brighten someone's day, helping others always boosts my mood. Right now, more than ever, the world needs more people to step up and be of service to others. Lessons from Okinawa. If there is one place in Japan where Kyotsukete is thriving, it's Okinawa. The southernmost island of Japan, some refer to Okinawa as the Hawaii of Japan. Prior to becoming part of Japan, Okinawa was its own nation. The island was occupied by Japan in 1879, by the United States in 1945, and finally reverted back to Japan in 1972. Okinawans share a deep love and respect for nature, for the sunshine, local produce, the bounty of the sea. They are known for their healthy diet, low-stress lifestyle, and for their longevity. Okinawa is considered a blue zone, which my friend Dan Buettner has researched for years. Dan's Okinawan and Japanese research on these blue zones has been inspiring to millions of us who read his books. 5 times as many Okinawans live past the age of 100 than in the rest of Japan, and Japan is already ranked as one of the longest living nations. Here is some of the wisdom I learned firsthand from my time there. Learn to adapt. 適応. The Okinawans are experts at adaptation. During my time in Okinawa, I was given a tour of the caves where the Okinawans hid during World War II. They showed me various war sites and shared personal stories of having nothing to eat but satsumaimo, sweet potato. They told me survival stories about frantic escapes to the mainland. My friend Mari, whom I met in Okinawa, was kind enough to introduce me and my sister to her grandparents. 89-year-old Nobu and 88-year-old Yoshiko Inafuku, who both shared with us the story of the final and deadly battle of the war in Okinawa. Nobu was only 16 years old. He told me about the day where everything started out fine. The birds were chirping, the clouds were blue in the sky, and all was well. Then the U.S. ships came, and everything changed. He worked hard, as the oldest child, to keep the family together. At the same time, his later-to-be wife, Yoshiko, was a young girl, only 15 at the time. She shared with me that she and her family had to escape on a boat to Kyushu, mainland Japan, to survive. Can you imagine how brave she was? The boat that left before hers, carrying over 1,000 people, was bombed, and she was terrified. She got on the next boat and made it to the mainland. They told me how important it was, after living through the horrors of war, to have a positive outlook and a strong mind. My conversations with Yoshiko and Nobu helped me to better understand what struggle was like at that time. Our problem seems so much smaller when we learn about what others, including our own ancestors, have gone through. I then asked my friend Yoshiko how we can practice the strength and character